Renegades Lawn Care, this is Liz.
Hey, good morning, Liz. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. So I got your voicemail. It's something our tech side, I have no control over the dashboard or the calls coming through. So I just wanted to let you know we're on it, though. I submitted it over.
Yeah, because I just talked to another customer. That number that is on the website is not even coming through to our phone. And it pissed one customer off to the point where she's like, I'm not going with you guys if you don't even have a phone that works.
Right, right.
I've had some other customers asking for services we don't even offer.
Right, right. I heard that in the voicemail, too. So,
Nothing has come through the phone at all for the LSA at all.
Okay. I have a...
So I've got people that kind of ripped me a new ass this morning.
I'm sorry that happened.
Two of them that literally said, it doesn't go nowhere.
Right, right.
And decided to go somewhere else because they couldn't get a hold of us.
No, I completely
understand. And I apologize.
You shouldn't have to go through that. They should be able to dial that number and it goes directly to you. That's how the LSA lead should be coming through too. So again, it's nothing I can control on my end. So what's going to happen is a technician is going to call you from our 877 number. I've already submitted it over to them, and I'm going to message, Caesar runs that department. So I'm going to message him directly. That way he knows what's going on and we can expedite this. Okay.
Okay, hang on. I got a customer call. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. Take your time.
All right, hold on 1 second, Mr. Daniel. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. I messaged Caesar, too, so he's on it.
Hang on 1 second. I got to call the boys. Hold on.
Yeah. Take your time. Take your time. Sorry, it took me a little while to call you, too. Mondays are always, like, swamped, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. All right. Hey, Rochelle put the money. She put it in the mailbox. There's $60. Can you hear me? All right. She put $60 in the mailbox. Whatever you guys tell me what the charge is for to cut her lawn, I'm going to text her and let her know. And then the rest of it's just going to be applied to the next week that we go and service her yard, okay? So make sure you write, she put 60. Are you not listening? Can you get the freaking shit out of your ear and listen to me? $60 in a mailbox. Whatever you're going to charge, you need to let me know so I can message her, and then the rest of it will be applied to the next time we mow the lawn. You need to tell me what you are charging her so I can message her and let her know and write it on the bill that she gave $60 so she won't have to pay for the next time. You need to put that on the bill, please. Okay? Please listen. I have other calls that are coming in. I have to be able to answer phones, okay? Goodbye. God. They never listen.
Get it together, Mike.
Well, no. Okay, Keith, I called Keith's phone, and Mike's talking over Keith, and Keith keeps saying, what? What? There's 40 in the mail? I hate it when he does that.
Right. Those are your brothers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He always talks over every time I try to give them instructions. Mike always chimes in. It's annoying. Anywho's.
My older brother.
Yeah, so anyways.
I know. I get it.
So, yeah, two customers literally said the phone number goes nowhere. They're calling, and it's not going anywhere. It rings, and then it goes to a silent, like, there's nothing there. They're saying, hello, 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 and no one's answering. There's not even a message.
Let me put that in the notes, too, so they have the full, the client's call, and it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
Saying hello, 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 and nothing. Okay, so it's completely unacceptable that that's happening. It's just out of my power, so I sent it to the powers that be. You know,
I understand that, but this is why I'm calling you, because
I
already had a couple people jump my case,
right?
And I didn't have an excuse. I mean, all I could do was apologize and say there must be a technical error. I will get it fixed. I didn't know what else to say.
Right.
But to have my butt chewed and lose clients.
Right.
And to lose clients because Local Splash is wanting me to use their number because they're wanting to call track everything. It's kind of a bite in the butt in a way, especially when I'm being told it's going nowhere.
Right. Right. No, our goal is to get you clients, not lose clients, so I completely understand. You know, so I messaged you,
and then,
of that department. They're looking into it right now. And then what's going to happen is somebody from our IT department, as soon as they're available, will be calling you from our 877 number to get this all squared away.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, and then they're calling me for services we don't even offer.
Right. So remember, with the base program, obviously it's a set flat monthly, so you're not charged for those. And even with the Google Guarantee program, if it's a service you don't provide, you're not charged for those leads. So don't worry about those. Obviously, you're not going to be charged for those type of leads. But my main concern right now is
because the one guy's like, I need you to. He's like, I'm calling to have you install my irrigation system. I'm like, we don't install irrigation.
Right.
We maintenance and maintain them, but we are not licensed to install them.
I just had such a hassle with mine last night, too. I guess for the past 2 weeks, my front sprinklers haven't been going off, so I had to fix that on my own. So, I feel his pain.
Probably the motor, most likely.
No, they were off. We had a power outage, and I didn't know there was two different boxes, so I had to go behind the garage refrigerator and found it, and, it was... It was a.
You should only have one box. Oh my God, Florida makes it so much easier.
Yeah, we got two.
We have one.
Yeah, I wish.
And then you have a box. And then you have the box in the ground. And then you have the box in the ground that powers it. They have little motors. And other than that, you have here. You only have the one box on the side of the house.
I flipped that, and I was like, I don't know what the heck's going on down here, you know? So I was like, there's got to be a box somewhere, you know? And I found it, and I haven't played with it since we moved in. It's just, they just run on their own, you know? But so I got it squared away, though. So now the grass is getting green again, thank God.
Yeah. But no, I'm not trying to call and bark at you. I can't have this. I can't.
Yeah, I
can't have customers being peed off at me.
You know what I'm saying? It's completely unacceptable. So I messaged like the head guy over there. So he is on it. And the dashboard, I'm sorry that went down again. I was monitoring it too. I kept on going in, making sure it was live, but they'll get that fixed for you too. I'm sorry you have to go through this.
Yeah, no, because I went in Saturday and there was nothing. There was no messages, nothing. I checked it.
Right, right.
Then
I didn't check it over the weekend.
I checked again, and then I checked it again on Sunday, and there was nothing. But all of a sudden, last night at 8 o'clock last night, all of a sudden, I start getting the Renegades Yahoo account, our email, starts going off. Boom, 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 boom. 8 people, and some of them are the same numbers.
Mm. Okay.
It was going off multiple times. So I can't call on Sunday, and I can't call after 8 o'clock at night, for one.
Right.
People would be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So then I called this first thing this morning, and that's when I started getting my butt chewed, especially by 2 people. The one guy's like, your phone leads to nowhere. Is this really how y'all conduct business? And I'm apologizing to him, and I said, no, this is not how we operate. I do apologize. There must have been a technical error, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And he's like, well, I'm not going with y'all. Yeah, I'm done with this. I'm done with this service. And he hung up on me. And then I called the next person, and it was a lady, and she's like, well, I needed emergency service, and you don't answer your phone. And I left messages. I'm like, I got no messages. And what am I supposed to tell the lady?
Right.
I'm like, ma'am, I didn't receive any messages. I do apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I got my rump chewed, and I literally wrote down on a piece of paper, and then I got that guy that was asking for services we don't even offer.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, am I going to get charged for this?
Like, right.
You know, and then my brother's like, we shouldn't have did this. He's ranting and raving, Michael, we shouldn't have did this. This was a bad idea. Here we go again. And I'm like, give me a day. Let me see if they can fix it. And then we'll go from there. Like, he is freaking flaming peed.
I would be too. I get it. The phone. So with the Google Guarantee leads, they're supposed to come through via phone call. So,
so none of that
Caesar,
came through.
Yeah.
And
let Caesar do his thing. The tech team, it's really in their hands now. There's, if I could fix it, I'd be on it right now. Right. But I don't even
know. That's why I'm calling you.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
you can bark
yeah.
up some trees.
Yeah, no, I'm barking up the tree.
Hell, I messaged Celine.
I saw that.
I messaged Celine and freaking said, look, people are calling and they're saying they can't get me on the number you guys provided. And, and it's the truth, because that isn't the only person that said that. A couple others that I've gotten off there, ever since we put that number on, even they said they haven't been able to get a hold of us. They said that it goes nowhere. They're leaving messages. Well, who's getting the messages? Because I'm not.
Right. I see, I'm looking in the notes here too. There's a business phone number on file of 239-318-5824.
That's our actual business number.
That's the actual business number. So that is correct. Okay.
That's the one you're calling on.
Oh,
that's
the
one we're talking on right now.
Yeah, I called the
239. Yeah, normally you call on my personal.
Yeah,
normally you call my personal. No, you guys been calling the business, which it doesn't matter.
I did call the 5824. Yeah, you're right.
If a customer calls just this number, it comes through. Ever since we put that number on because they wanted to do the call tracking to see if it was working, it ain't worked. Not at all.
They'll fix it.
So Lori can vouch for that, and Teresa can vouch for that, because those are 2 clients I picked up through you guys, through the dashboard. They both said that number leads to nowhere.
Okay.
But then they said they were going to get it fixed, and then I hadn't had anybody call or try to tell me that they have called that number before. They've just reached that number, and they've always gotten somebody. But, yeah, no, I don't want to be, like, losing clients, which I've pretty much lost 2 this morning already, because the number led to nowhere. And then I have one guy that I don't do the services, so didn't get him. And then the rest of them, I've left messages. I didn't like getting my butt chewed this morning, especially for Monday.
No, 100%. I get that. Yeah, I apologize completely. The tech team will be on it though, and I'm going to monitor it through the day, just make sure that, it's getting taken care of. But they're literally, as we speak, looking into it to, get you a solution. Okay.
Yeah. Cause see, I don't even know if those numbers came from the LSA or if those are just from them looking up on Google and then just messaging that way. That's another problem we have because I don't know if they're LSA or they're not.
Right, right.
Because, see, we don't want to be charged for something that was never even done through that program. So
yeah,
that's another red flag that might be brought up this morning.
Yeah, and no leads that come through that are out of your service area or a service that you don't provide, remember, you're not charged for those. They have to be quality leads. I don't see that any LSA leads came through, though. So you just need to we need to wait on Caesar and them. That's like the next solution. I mean, I would love
okay,
to have a solution.
Well, if they
right
get
now,
back to you, if they get back to you first, just call me and you let
yeah,
me know.
Yeah, of course.
Right now, my brother is freaking heated.
As soon as I have word, you will have word too, but they're going to call you directly. Like, they're looking to do it right now.
Okay.
All righty. All right. So sit tight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really sorry you had to go through that. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday. They will call you as soon as possible, and I will monitor it as well, okay? So.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, no problem, Liz. Have a great rest of your day.